Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is a living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Daniel chapter 6. Hey, welcome out to episode 104. Brian Phillips here with you today. And on this show, we have a very good friend of mine from Uganda, Pastor Stephen Mayanja. And he's a great friend of mine. And him and I are going to be taking some time today and talking about biblical masculinity, specifically looking at the title, Lions Don't Eat Lions. Like, I've never heard this phrase in my life, except for from Pastor Steve. So I look forward to kind of breaking this down for you. Lions don't eat lions. And really, we're looking at the power of a life dedicated to God. All right. Hey, welcome to episode 104. So Pastor Steve Mayanja usually is with us about once a year, and it's an honor to have him on the Grace Ops podcast today. It's really cool to introduce him to our Grace Ops culture. We've actually been talking about bringing Grace Ops to Uganda, which is pretty cool. But Pastor Steve has been running strong in the kingdom, and welcome out, man. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show today.
Thank you.
You want to say hi, greet us, tell us a bit about yourself?
Hello, our listeners. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Stephen Mayanja, born in Uganda, grew up in Uganda. Met the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, in Uganda in 1977. So I've been working with this Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, for 45 years. I met him when I was 19 years. I was a younger man. And now I'm 65 years. Mm. And I'm enjoying working with the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. So today, I'm just excited to share with you about this subject. Lions don't eat lions.
Well, you know, this subject, actually, I've never heard of it before until I met you. Yes. And I've probably known you for around 10 years.
Yes.
I think something like that. And it was one time you were in the United States, and you and I got to talking one night, probably around 10 o'clock p.m., and we talked until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I remember you used that phrase in my kitchen probably like at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're like, lions don't eat the lions. You know,
yes.
And we're going to talk about what that means. Mm-hmm. It comes from the story of Daniel.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about what that means, or, you know, you're going to kind of help bring that into our world here. Yes. And really, Daniel lived a life dedicated to God.
Yeah.
That's part of what we're going to be talking about. That's one of the reasons why the lion didn't eat him.
That's right.
You know, and so you may or may not know the story of Daniel in the lion's den, but we'll kind of be highlighting that today. So, yeah, man, it's really cool. Like, you're the first person. I've never heard that before you or after you. That's fully your statement. I don't know where you got it from, if it was from you, but for in my world, it's from you.
From the Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit. That's right, man. So Pastor Steve brings me this brand new phrase many, you know, a few years back, and it's been very cool. And so, yeah, we're looking at biblical masculinity. And really just in our culture, you know, the values that we charge after. It was neat to show you our values the other day, because I haven't seen you for a few years. So
yeah.
It's
great to be back.
You didn't even know I created Grace Ops. That's how long
it's been. When I walked in, I saw you putting on that t-shirt talks about that. And I said, "Ooh,
you have Grace Ops on my truck." And
yeah. When you came to pick me up, I said, "What is that on his truck?"
Yeah, I thought it was neat today because you preached in a church that I run. And you talked about lions and eagles, and I thought that was cool. How I kind of have both those worlds brought together. You know, I got lions in the church pictures, and I've got eagles. I could have easily made an eagle for Grace Ops logo, but the Lord, the Holy Spirit, gave me that eagle with the five stars and the five star values. You know, so I really liked your message today. So
thank you. Yeah, you know, the Bible referred to two different leaders. There is the Bible, Peter writes, the book of Peter.
Yeah.
He said the devil is walking around, roaring like a lion. He's not a lion.
Like a lion, right?
But he's just like a lion.
Right.
And many men give in to the one who's roaring like a lion. That's why we men, we need to get the real lion, the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, and walk with him.
Yeah.
Welcome him in our lives so that the enemy who pretend to be like a lion,
right,
he cannot even have access to our circles. Like the book you just read about Daniel. When you follow, you know, God is a God of a covenant.
Yeah.
And God is a God of generations. When you think about from the beginning, when God created man, he wanted relationship, personal relationship with a man. And even he said, Adam, you rule over, you'll have dominion over all my creation on my behalf.
Yeah.
But you know, this devil who walk around roaring like a lion, the man gave in to him. And yeah. Because the man failed to know that he's full of the lion. He's a master. He's given authority to be in charge. And he lost his position of having dominion. And he gave it to the one roaring like a lion.
Mm.
So when we come to again in Genesis chapter 17, verse 7, God comes again. Because God loves to make a covenant with men. And he wants men to walk with him. So when you read the book of Genesis chapter 17 verse 7, God come and talk to Abraham, a man, and say, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me, that is God Almighty, and you, Abraham, a man, and your descendants. That means our children, our sons, our daughters. You know, we have biological children and we men who are leaders. We have also spiritual sons. So we are responsible to mentor men, to make sure every man, our sons, our descendants become lions.
Yeah, that's right.
In Africa, we call a lion the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
So, the king of the jungle, when you go on safari, one day when you come to Africa, in Uganda, you'll go to safari, you drive to the lion and he sit there and look at you. You bring your car direct right there where the lion is and he just look at you like this. He doesn't move. But when you drive to other animals, they just run.
Right.
You can't even take their pictures. You have to be quick.
Yeah.
But a lion sits there and you look at it and it looks at you.
Pull your car right up to the lion.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's
doesn't
not moving. Huh?
He's not moved. Not shaken.
He's like, you're in my
so
territory.
When here God comes, God Almighty, and say, Abraham, I'm going to make a covenant between you and me and your descendants. So God himself made a covenant with Abraham. And he said it was your descendants.
Yeah.
And Abraham got Isaac. And God came back and said, Isaac, I make a covenant with you. As I made a covenant with your father, I renew it now with you and with your descendants. And then Isaac got Jacob. And God came again and said, Jacob, I make a covenant with you.
Yeah.
You rule, and the children that comes out of you will be leaders.
Yeah.
Will be world changers. Great men, nations will be blessed through your descendants.
Yeah, they're the 12 tribes of Israel.
Then, yes. Yeah. And then we see Joseph going to Egypt, first generation in the covenant of Abraham. And he leads and rules over Egypt. But then I want to take you to this, the prophecy Jacob gave to his son Judah, and why we call Jesus the Lion of Judah.
Where's that at?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8.
Oh, yeah. I know
that. Now, when you read Genesis chapter 49, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it?
Start from verse 8. Genesis 49:8. Judah, your brother shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies.
Yeah.
Your father's son shall bow down before you.
Uh-huh.
Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as a lioness who dares rouse him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah,
a scepter,
nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, mm-hmm. until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Oh, how far did you want me to read? I can just keep going.
You see, leadership
yeah.
is in the hands of Judah. Mm-hmm. The scepter of leadership is in the hand of Judah. And so when we hear Jacob prophesying over Judah, he had 12 sons.
Right.
And Judah was not the firstborn, but God put leadership on Judah.
Yeah.
And then we hear King David comes from the lion, from the tribe of Judah. Judah.
Yeah.
And then they call Jesus the son of David.
Right. The lion.
The lion.
Of the tribe of.
Yes. And so yeah. when Jacob was prophesying about his son Judah, he was talking. The Holy Spirit was referring to the son of David, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And when you look, this started from the beginning, because when Adam and Eve failed in Genesis chapter 3, God comes and say, you serpent, you roll around like a lion, but you're not a lion. And God himself said, a seed of a woman will
crush your head.
Your head.
Bruise your head, right?
You'll just touch his heel, but he will crush your head.
Yeah.
And this, who is the son? Who is the seed of a woman? Who on this planet Earth was born without a man's seed?
Jesus. The lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes. Because when you come to the book of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26, when the angel come to Mary and say, Mary, you are highly favored among all the women. You'll bear a son. And Mary said, how can this be?
Yeah.
I don't know a man. I'm a virgin. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And what? There you see divine God and the seed of a woman. No man. So, and the angel said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. That is divine birth.
Yeah.
We see divine come and overshadow a younger virgin girl. And the seed and what was born, angel said, he will be a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see that from the beginning, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, the leadership of the son of God was to be born and to come from the tribe of Judah, who was prophesied as a lion of Judah. And today in the church, you remember we read from Revelation.
Yeah.
Chapter.
I have it pulled up already.
You have it.
Yeah, I have it right here.
You can read. You can start reading it like.
Verse 4.
Yeah, start verse 4.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it.
Yeah.
And one of the elders said to me, weep no more.
Yeah.
Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.
You hear that?
I hear that.
Now, that lion of Judah, you and me, Pastor Brian, you know, his name is called Jesus.
Yeah.
The Son of God, who is referred to as the Son of David.
Yeah.
From the tribe of Judah. So when a man accepts to walk with Jesus, the lion of Judah.
Yeah.
You just read a story from the book of Daniel. Those younger men, they knew the covenant they had with God.
Yeah.
and they had welcomed God Almighty in their lives. And when you accept God to come and dwell in your life, circumstances that come roaring like lions should not put you as a man under his feet. You need to address that devil and say, you are just roaring lion. I am full of the Lion of Judah. I am full of God Almighty. So you protect your family. I know you have 4 beautiful daughters.
I do, yeah.
And your wife.
Yeah.
Can you allow the devil to come treading in here? I mean, you can just tell him, devil, you don't even dare come in here.
Yeah.
And so that's what authority God has given us men. When we accept the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, to come and live in us,
right,
we get that anointing. We get that authority.
And we have to be, like Daniel, the word in the ESV that is used to describe him is the word continually. You continually served your God.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, when you look at David, David loved, it's like David had a rhythm, morning, noon, night.
That's right.
It's like a day is only, really a day that we experience is only about 12 to 14 hours and we're sleeping, right?
Yes,
14 to 15, you know. Yes. So it's like, but in just, you think about just in 15 hours, how many different emotions you can go through, how many different circumstances you can experience and how many different ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And so I think having, you know, to be men who walk in the authority in this, in this covenant. So I think it's cool that we're going through all this because the 12 tribes of Israel, you know, which tribe do the Gentiles fit in? The lion of the tribe of Judah, right?
Because like,
Jesus opened it up to us, right? He opened up the covenant to the Gentiles.
Yes.
And so we are grafted into that beautiful
tree.
That's
right.
And we're going to be grafted in through that tribe.
That's right.
We're part of the tribe of Judah, just like David and just like Jesus,
that's
right?
That's right, Jesus, yes.
So, I mean, you know, when the 12 gates open up in the world to come, which gate are we going through? The tribe of Judah.
Tribe of Judah. All of us Gentiles.
That's right.
Those who accepted the Lion of Judah.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
We will go through that gate. And that's why Jesus, by his own words, he said, I am the way.
Yeah.
I am the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm the life.
Yeah.
So men, if we want the way.
But what do we need to do as men to walk in authority, the authority that God gives us? I mean, what type of life are we talking about here? I mean, what's the keys? What are some of the powerful things for us to engage?
Okay. There is a scripture where Jesus himself, you can open for us.
Okay.
The Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let's read that verse 23.
I'm opening it up here.
Yeah.
John 14:23. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him.
You see? So if a man love Jesus and obey his teaching.
Yeah.
Jesus said his Father, God Almighty, who made a covenant with Abraham.
Yeah.
Who made a covenant with Daniel, we just read.
Right.
He'll come and be your covenant friend.
Yeah.
And Jesus said in that very verse that my Father will come to him, will love him. And we, when we talk about, when you look at that we, mm-hmm. you see God the Trinity. Because in that very chapter, if you go ahead, Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans.
Right.
I will send you a helper, a counselor.
Right.
The Holy Spirit. He will live in you. The world doesn't know him because it doesn't see him. But you know him.
Right.
And he will live with you and in you. And so now, Pastor Brian, can you imagine when you accept Jesus to be your friend?
Yeah.
The Father show up, the Holy Spirit show up, and they all live in you.
Yeah. the fullness of God.
Of God dwells in you.
So there's, you know, you look at, because I look at like Daniel's life.
Yeah.
And where we kind of started was Daniel had some pretty, really interesting, like heavy,
yeah,
powerful circumstances come against him.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking governmental stuff.
Governmental.
We're not talking like a bad day at school or a bad day at work. No. We're talking like your whole government turned on you.
And the king.
And the king. Well, the king liked him, but the king's people got him trapped.
Trapped,
and
yes.
Because the king made a decree, he couldn't, yes, go back on it.
Yes.
So then Daniel finds himself, you know, heading to like, maybe like the electric chair in our day and age.
That's right. Yes.
You know, but the electric chair broke. The lion didn't need him.
Right? Didn't need him.
Like you just think about like Daniel was so devoted to God.
Yes.
And you know, like you're reading about here in Jesus, like where I'm just connecting all this. Like,
yes.
It all connects. But it's all just connects.
Yes.
It's just like if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word.
Yes.
Well, Daniel loved God,
and he kept his word,
even if it was going to cost him his life.
Yes.
And that's the devotion that's I'm not going to say is missing, but it's very rare.
It's very rare. Earth. Yes.
Especially here in America.
Yes.
It's very rare.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yes. All over the world. That's why we have so many children hurting because men, we have lost our place. We have moved from our place. So it's not only in America, all over the world. Families are hurting because men, we have stepped back.
So in our culture,
yes,
we are fighting demonic forces, yes, in our schools.
Yes.
With this LGBTQ,
yeah,
agenda that's come against, mm-hmm, the church. Mm-hmm. This is no different what we're up against than what Daniel was up,
that's,
against.
That's right.
And all Daniel did was love God continually.
Yes.
Love his word.
Yes.
Even if he got caught worshiping, right? Even, mm-hmm, if he got caught, no matter, like this is the same thing Jesus is saying. If anyone loves me, he'll keep it.
Keep it.
Keep the word.
And I'll show up.
It doesn't mean that we don't ever make mistakes.
We make mistakes.
But what it does mean is that we are more aggressive at going after God,
yes,
than we are at just letting it happen naturally,
we
right?
We trust him whatever the cost. You remember, Daniel spent a night with the lions. The lions declared prayer and fasting. They couldn't eat a lion because, right, God Almighty and the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit fire was, yeah, in Daniel.
Yeah.
So that's why when the king woke up in the morning, he came, yeah, and said, Daniel.
Yeah, that's right.
Did your God, whom you worship, saved you?
Yeah.
Because the king was saying, okay, I see you. You talk about your God. You trust your God. Did he save you? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It says, yeah, you can read it.
Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth.
That's it.
And they have not harmed me,
yeah,
because I was found blameless before him.
That's right.
And also before you, O king, I have done no harm.
Yeah. So trusting God, that's the level men today we have to take. And Daniel did not only face that challenge. You remember when he was thrown in the furnace of fire.
Right.
And the king was angry and said, you think your God will save you from my fire?
Right.
From my wrath?
Right. From my power?
From my power?
Right.
Today's men, when we are faced like that circumstance, we just crawl down and we run like a chicken and we just give in.
Yep.
But these younger men, full of the Holy Spirit, they faced the king and said, king, live forever. One word we have. Will not bow down to your king, to your God.
Right.
Our God will save us. But even if he does not save us, we are not bowing down. Now,
yeah,
that's where today's man, the level we need to come
to. We need
to
go to that level.
And the Bible, yeah, says,
I agree.
The king made the fireplace burn 7 times.
Hotter.
Very hot.
Where the people getting close to it died.
That the people who got hold of Daniel and his, yeah, friends, they threw them in fire. Those who threw Daniel and his friend in fire died of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the king waited to see Daniel and his friend catching fire. And they just say, I see a fourth man.
Yeah.
Looking like God.
Yeah. Like a son of God.
Like a son of God. That means the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, showed up.
Right.
Showed up.
And they all came out unburned.
Like even their robes, they did not even smell of fire or smoke.
No, just miraculous. That's the signs and wonders, right?
So that's the level today, Pastor Brian. We need men to rise up and be radical believers.
Yeah.
Radical faith.
Keep his word.
Keep his word. So that he will show up even when we're in fire. Because when Daniel and his friend trusted God, the Son of God, the Lion of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar said, "We threw in three men, but I see the fourth man looking like a son of God."
Ha! Yeah.
The Lion of Judah, who was only able in heaven to get the scroll from the one who seated on the throne and to open the seals, he was slain. And with his blood, he purchased you and me for God and made us a kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And the priests of our God to rule, to serve God and to rule and reign on earth. That's what it ended up with.
Which is the covenant.
Yes.
Which is a covenant relationship, which means we have a responsibility to know God, to walk in his salvation,
that's right.
to keep his word.
Yes.
And to be strong examples
yeah.
to the next generation.
That's right.
Of what men, and you know, you can bowl it out, you know, the 5 things or the 10 things or the 25 things a man should do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the people who follow you and look up to you do what you do.
That's right.
Not what you say.
That's why, Pastor Brian, God created a man to be a mentor.
Yes.
To be a role model. Open Genesis chapter 18 and read verse 17, 18, and 19 for our listeners. Genesis, we're in chapter 17, now we'll go to chapter 18. Genesis.
Yeah, 17, 18, right? Is that what you said? Chapter 17, verse 18?
No, chapter 18.
Oh, 18. I must have misdone.
Yeah.
Verse 17?
Verse 17. Read verse 17, 18, and 19.
All right,
read for our listeners.
Says, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him.
You see, God, he wants to be a friend, personal friend with men. And God does not want to hide anything from a man. He said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, what I'm about to do? Pastor Brian, God loves men. God loves to walk with men. He wants to tell us his secrets.
Yeah, that's right.
He wants to walk with us. And he said, Abraham, shall I hide what I'm about to do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Mm-hmm. God wants your family, you man, to be mighty and powerful. A nation came out of one man called Abraham, a nation that is called Israel. Now, when we talk about a man, and he said, I'll make a covenant between you, man, to be your God and your descendants. Now, I challenge every man, your family is your descendants. You are responsible to walk with God, and God will enlarge your family through your fruits.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, children are gifts, are rewards.
Yeah.
Our arrows.
Yeah.
They go farther than we go.
Right.
So I believe your daughters will do greater things than you.
Yeah.
That's the pride, and that's the joy of every parent.
Yeah.
To see that the seeds of our fruit, of our womb, become greater than us.
Yeah.
So here God is telling Abraham, he will become a mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed through him because of the covenant. Read verse 10, 19.
For I've chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him.
First end there. Other versions say, for I have chosen him to instruct his children.
Yeah.
And his household to keep the way. Who is the way? Jesus is the way, the truth and life. The way of the Lord.
Yeah.
By doing you righteous and justice. Every man wants God to fulfill his promises he made to us.
Yeah.
God, you promised me this. God, you promised me this.
Right.
But God promised Abraham, first generation, that through you nations will be blessed.
Yeah.
And we see the first generation, Joseph.
He says, anyone who blesses you, I'll bless.
I'll bless.
I mean, pretty
the
awesome.
The one who mess up with you and curse you, hey, I'll show up.
Right. I'll deal with them.
I'll deal with him. So when we walk with God, we are not easy people. We are dangerous. That's why we are world changers. I mean, you look at a younger man like Daniel became a world changer.
Yeah.
You look at a man. I mean, God is looking for men who can team up with him to change the world.
Yeah. And, when I think about this, I think about how you brought it up earlier about how the enemy roams around like a lion.
Like a lion, yes.
But that energy that the enemy puts into the world is a very destructive power.
Yeah.
He does have power to distract us, not to rule us, but we have to decide, am I going to continually serve God and push back against this? Because the enemy brings temptations to us.
Yes.
He brings, I think about this culture we live in of like social media.
Yes.
Just digital, we're scrolling all the time on phones.
Yes.
Distractions.
Yes.
Sometimes people will spend an hour or two or three or four or 5 hours a day on
social media
or their phones.
Yes.
But then they act like they can't find time to pray.
Yes. Because social media.
Well, that's your problem.
Social media can develop you or can destroy you. Because if you follow social media and you read the Bible, the scriptures, the godly things are there. But the devil does not allow you to see that. I think that's why the Holy Spirit led you to start this.
Grace Ops.
Yes. Yeah. So that you will talk to men to become men, great women.
It's time to stand. It's time to be the men we're talking about, this biblical masculinity of like, let's be like Daniel. Let's be like Jesus, the Lion. Let's be like David. Let's remember Abraham, the father of our faith.
That's right.
But it's our turn now in our generation. We're alive.
Yes.
Abraham's not alive.
But
right?
We are
Daniel's
alive.
Not alive.
Yes.
But I can take his story.
Yes.
Because see, we just went through a global pandemic.
That's right.
Or I call it a scamdemic. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as powerful as they told us, but but they're just trying to control everything.
Yeah.
And that's what they were doing to Daniel.
Yeah.
And Daniel was like, I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
That's
even
right.
if it doesn't make you happy.
Yes.
Even if it breaks your law.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
That's right.
And we really need, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, we got to be just break the law and all that kind of stuff, but we have to stand. The reason why our schools are getting taken is because the men of America haven't stepped up.
That's right.
The reason why our nation shifts over to the other side of the presidency.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to support Republicans or Democrats.
Yes.
I like kingdom-minded people.
That's right.
And God's raising up kingdom-minded politicians.
Yeah.
That are tough and rough. I think Trump's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But he's got a way and he knows how to lead. And I'll tell you, man, he's a disruptor. And, whether it's Trump or somebody like him is what we need in this hour.
That's
but
right.
It's those, the reason why those men look so radical is because they're real men.
Yes.
And they actually stand up and do the right thing.
That's right.
And they don't care what people think. I'm not saying everything they do is right or everything they say is right, but I'm saying they do the right thing.
Yeah.
Trump was doing really good for our country and for the whole world. The whole world was better when he was in charge.
Yes,
right. It really was. You know, like no one messed with it. Everybody calmed down. You know what I mean? Like, and so, yeah, you know, here, but as far as men listening to this, men have to get really serious about continually following the Lord, because Daniel stood up against his government and on multiple occasions and said, if you got to kill me, kill me. But this is how I'm going to live my life.
That's right.
And what happens when you, so on the one hand, he could have died in the fire. He could have died in the lion's den. And we still would have thought he was awesome because he stood up.
Yeah, he stood up.
Right?
Yes. That's why he said.
Because isn't that Revelation 12 where it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony?
By the word of their testimony.
And what is it? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of testimony, and not loving their lives unto death.
That's right.
So we always forget that third one.
Yeah, we like to
remember the first two. Like, the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.
But it is also.
But then, if you're going to love Jesus and keep his word, and you're going to be like Daniel, you can't love your life even unto death.
That's why Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, carry your own cross every day.
Every day.
And follow me.
Yeah.
That is surrendering.
Surrendering. Every day.
And you do the will of God, whatever it costs. The will of God is not easy.
But we can walk in this authority, right? Like when you're talking about living in the, like we have authority right now over the devil. See, I think the devil comes and he roams like a lion. He tries to puff his chest out.
Yes.
And he tries to shame you.
Yes.
He tries to guilt you. Like, oh, you failed 100 times. You're not going to do this. Or you've looked at pornography, or you lied, or you cheated, you stole.
You have failed.
You know, and you say you're a man of God. You're not a man of God. The enemy's an accuser.
Let me tell you this, Pastor Brian. The Bible called David a lion of Judah. I mean, he come from Judah.
Yeah.
And Jesus, the lion of Judah.
He came from?
From David.
From David, yeah.
David walked with God. And you know when he faced Goliath?
When he was a teen.
A teenager.
Yeah.
The king, a Benjaminite, Saul, was hiding for 40 days.
I know.
And the whole nation of Israel, the children of God, because Saul had disobeyed God. He did not stand, did not obey. We just read, Jesus said, if you take and listen and obey my teachings, my Father will love you. I will love you. We will come and live in you.
You'll be our home.
You'll be our home.
Yeah.
So David come with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit on the 41st day. And in a few minutes, he's holding the head of Goliath.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was anointed. He was full of God. The Lion of Judah was in him.
Yeah.
Did David fail? Yes.
Well, he had already been anointed king.
Yes.
By Samuel.
And he had that anointing.
So he already had the goods.
And when David, we have Psalms 51.
Yeah.
David, when he committed adultery.
When he murdered and.
And murdered. Now, today, many men are hiding because the devil say you failed.
Right.
You can't. God doesn't love you. You're a loser.
You made this mistake.
You made this mistake.
And there's a lot of men that commit adultery. There's a lot of men that lust on pornography and social media.
Yes.
You know, that's a.
And the devil build on that to put them down, and they call themselves, I'm a loser, a failure, no good.
Right.
But David, knowing who he is, and the relationship he has with God Almighty, the covenant God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of Judah.
Right.
And he comes from the line of Judah, from the tribe of Judah. When he made a mistake, this is a wake-up call to all the men who think, I am no longer good. I failed. And the devil is there tormenting and persecuting and nailing you down. You are no good. You have failed because you did this, you do this, you do this. You're no longer, God have no value for you. God has no use for you. Repentance brings reconciliation. David wrote Psalms 51.
Yeah. Creating me a clean heart.
Creating me a clean heart.
Yeah. Renew a right spirit.
The right spirit within me. Don't take away the Holy Spirit from me.
Yeah.
Restore to me what?
Joy.
The joy of your salvation.
When you think about David, David watched Saul made a similar mistake of disobedience in his leadership.
Yes.
And Samuel, remember, says, like, what's this bleating of sheep I hear?
Yes.
Like, your disobedience is in my ear.
Yes.
And Saul just stayed stubborn.
He didn't repent.
He's like, no, I was good. I'm fine. Everything's good.
He did not want to put things right, to restore or to bring reconciliation between him and God.
And if he would have repented, he might have stayed king.
He might not only stay king, today we'll be calling Jesus a son of Saul.
Son of Saul, yeah. Yeah.
Today we still call it David. Yeah. The blind people came. Excuse me. Jesus, the son of David. They would be now calling Jesus, the son of Saul.
Yeah, that's right. And we wouldn't have known it. We would have known David maybe as a great warrior.
But yes,
maybe not a king.
You know? And not a king. But when David repented, and the devil came accusing him, you are no good. You committed adultery. You stole somebody's wife.
Yeah, you murdered.
You murdered.
And you are no good.
He didn't listen to that roaring lion. The devil walk around roaring like a lion. He's a liar. You see, Jesus, in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, you read there. Gospel of John, chapter 8, if you can read for us, verse 43, 44. The Gospel of John.
8:43.
Yes, the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
Says, why do you not understand what I say? Mm-hmm. Is it because you cannot bear to hear my word? You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that the devil was not on David's ears telling him you are no good. You've lost it all.
Yeah.
So we have some men listening to us today. The devil have nailed them down.
Yeah.
He tell them you are no good. You're a failure. God has no time for you. Mm. Don't go to church. Even you failed your family. You are no good for your wife.
Yeah, you're a fake. You can't do
you have
this,
no. Right? You are no good for your sons and your daughter.
Yeah.
Men who are listening to us, we want to tell you the devil is a liar and the father of lies.
Yes.
When he speaks lies, he speaks his native language.
Yeah.
That is his native language. He knows it very well.
Yeah.
There is, like, now I learned English, but I speak Luganda. When I speak Luganda, I don't even have to think about it.
Right.
So when the devil lies, he doesn't even think about it. It's just flow.
Just his native tongue.
So many men are listening to the father of lies.
Yeah.
And they have withdrawn themselves from relationship with God. They have walked away from their wives. They have walked away from their children. They have walked away from the church. And the devil has put them in a corner and says, stay there. You are no good.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are here to tell those men, you a lion. The lion of Judah is ready to forgive you. You're ready to make sure you reconcile with him.
Yeah.
Stand up. Get back on the platform like a David.
Yeah, get back in the battle.
Get back on the battle and tell the devil you belong under my feet.
Yeah. And that's when we live that way, because I love that. We're inviting men right now.
Yes.
To respond to the spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Who is calling them back into this place of reconciliation and be like David.
Yes.
And then when we live in that place of continual devotion, we find ourselves conquering Goliath.
That's right.
We find ourselves winning our eye gate back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, not giving it, not offering our eye. Yeah. This is part of the body.
Yes.
Just to offer that to the Lord.
That's right.
But we offer it to the devil. If we lust or, you know, our ear gate.
Yes.
Am I going to offer it to the devil? Yes. Like gossip and.
Yes.
If you want to find a lot of people who don't follow God, you'll find them.
Yes.
Because the enemy's got them all in your path.
That's right.
But that's easy. And it's the way of the loser.
That's right.
And it's the way that destroys societies.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why our country's in a. There's a lot of people out there that don't care.
Yeah.
And they do listen to the enemy. So when you start listening to the Lord, mm-hmm. some of those people are going to not like you. They're that's going right. to separate from you.
Yes.
And that's just a natural thing. You know, when you begin to follow Christ, I found my friend circles got smaller.
Mm-hmm.
When you really go after continually wanting to follow Christ, you'll have maybe less friends. Because not really a lot of people want to. Mm-hmm. Be a Daniel. They might say amen to a good message.
Yes.
Or David killed Goliath. Amen.
Yes.
But to live the life that they
live their life.
They don't do it.
Yes.
It's hard to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like it takes focus. It takes devotion.
Can you imagine what David went through after taking somebody's wife and killing him, repented, and God restored him? Many people kept saying, you are no good. I can imagine the devil every morning telling him, you are a murderer. You are a thief. You stole somebody's wife.
Yeah.
But God had restored him. And he was no longer thinking like the devil. Was not buying the lies of the devil. He knew, I am forgiven. I am a new creation.
Yeah.
I am now in love with my God. Many people. Guilty conscience stop them from moving forward, even when God forgive them.
Yeah.
Many people, they don't want to forgive themselves.
That's right. That's very
key. Even when God forgive them.
Yeah.
They don't want to forgive themselves. That's why many men and women are suffering today. Can you imagine that David, after repenting, he continued in his leadership? Let's take a look at.
Think about it. He continued in his authority.
In his authority, leading a whole nation and the nation believed in him.
Repentance and reconciliation.
Yes.
Kept him in the place of authority.
Yes. I want to show you this.
What are we looking at?
Okay. Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 1. Let's read for us from verse 17 to 20, Colossians chapter 1.
All right, it's talking about Christ, and it says, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Mm-hmm. All things hold together.
Mm-hmm. And he is the head of the body, the church.
Mm-hmm.
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead,
mm-hmm.
that in everything he might be preeminent.
Yes.
For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things,
yes.
whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
Yes. So here Jesus brings reconciliation. We see reconciliation. Jesus himself was betrayed by his treasurer.
Yeah, his treasurer.
Yeah, he had a church.
Yeah.
He had a church of 12.
Yeah.
He had a multitude. But his treasurer, he talks about one of you is going to betray me.
Yeah.
And he says, is it me? Is it me? He said, no, the one who is eating from the same plate. I mean, Jesus' love is beyond man, is that comprehension and understanding. He knows the man has already betrayed him and sold him. Money is in his wallet.
It's the shekels were shaking around in his pocket.
He's seated around the same table, but he knows we are eating from the same plate.
Yeah.
But you've already sold me. You've already betrayed me. That's love beyond. And then, so he betrayed him. He sold him. And another man is Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And one of the gospels says, on the third time when he said, I don't know the man,
yeah.
The Bible says Jesus turned.
Yeah, and saw Peter, right?
At Peter.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Peter and Judas Iscariot?
Peter wept.
Peter wept.
Peter
repented.
He felt the pain.
The pain.
Yeah.
And Judas Iscariot, he just felt remorse. He went and killed himself.
Yeah.
So today we have so many men and women who are killing themselves.
Yeah.
They could be still walking in their body, but spiritually dead. Spiritually, yeah. They've already committed suicide. And that's what King David refused to do.
And we need, we're inviting men, or, you know, people who are listening to this.
Yeah.
To come into reconciliation with Christ.
With Christ. Because here. You're
struggling with.
Yes.
Condemnation. And you don't know how to move past it.
I'm not good. I'm not worthy.
Thank God that God gave us David as an example, right?
Yes.
Because David, you know, we see him. I mean, he writes most of the Psalms. I mean, he's an amazing man after God.
Yes.
But he has these great destructive bombs that went off in his life.
Yes. But,
you know,
let's read again this verse 20 in Colossians chapter 1. And through him, that's Jesus, the Lion of Judah, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making a peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now, Jesus had to live this in order to live by example, to mentor us. When Jesus looked at Peter, Pastor Brian, if someone you've walked with for 3.5 years, look at your face and say, I don't know that man.
Right.
And you die, in 3 days you resurrect, what message will you send to that man? But Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah.
He looked there and he saw those women. He said, ladies, go tell my disciples, I'm going to meet them in Galilee and make sure Peter is there.
Yeah.
That is reconciliation. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if Jesus did not bring back Peter? And if Peter ran away with a guilty conscience?
Yeah.
Saying, I'm no longer good for that man. And he ran away, like some men are doing, some women are doing. They run away from God. But I can't look at his face. I cannot even. How can I look at his face?
Right.
I denied him face to face.
Right.
So the devil is a liar. He tells a man or a woman, whoever's listening to us, you are no longer of any value to that man, God Almighty, to that Jesus. You are no longer worthy or valuable to that church. You are no longer have a value for your right. son, for your wife, for your husband, for your daughter. Go, run, get lost.
Right.
And that's why Jesus said, make sure, tell my Peter, I need him. That's reconciliation. And Peter came, teamed up back with Jesus, mm-hmm. because he came to reconcile. You see, when you look at the cross, Pastor Brian, the cross represents relationship with God, upward, heaven, relationship with each other.
Outward.
So, once you are in relationship upward with God, and you are really committed to God, it's so easy to work with each other.
Yeah, it's easier.
Once you lose communication with heaven, you let go, people.
Yeah.
You take conscience. So the devil come and tell you, you are no good. God has no more value for you. So we have men and women maybe listening to us on this program who are hiding. Let them learn from Peter.
Yeah.
Don't hide. When Jesus calls you back, he say, I need you, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter came back, reconciled with Jesus, the Lion of
Judah.
Judah. And who preached the first message that Peter brings 3,000 people?
Peter did, yeah.
Peter.
Yeah. And what a great day for Peter.
Yes. Yeah. But the devil wanted him to be with guilty conscience, I'm no longer good.
Yeah, go kill yourself like
Isaac. Go kill like Judas, yourself, you know? Kill yourself like Judas Iscariot.
Yeah.
That man, how can you look in the eyes of Jesus? You denied him. So we have men who are hiding. And this program is to call upon men who are hiding. Yeah. Jesus
to
told
reconcile
Peter,
to Christ.
To reconcile with Christ.
To walk in his authority.
Walk in his authority.
Walk in his name, his power.
Reconcile with
yours.
Your wife, with your children, with your daughters, with your sons.
Get over yourself.
With your church members, with your pastor, with your believers. And walk.
We all make mistakes.
Yes.
He's asking to forgive you.
Yeah.
And get over it.
And get over it and move again.
More than likely, you didn't sleep with some guy's wife and get her pregnant and murder the man. Right? Like that's what David
like
did.
David did. David
more than likely, you're not.
No, you are not.
And if you did that, then or worse, yes. God still loves you and wants you to walk in his power.
Once you overcome a self-guilty conscience, that is a lie of the devil. We need men today to rise up like a Peter. And say, I am good. And the devil say, you are no longer good. And say, I'm going back to my friend Jesus. Yeah. I have a value. 3,000 people got born again in one day. Maybe he preached like for 40 minutes. I don't know. Maybe 15 minutes or 10.
Maybe 3 hours.
Maybe 3 hours. But 3,000 people got saved. In another chapter following, he commanded the lamb, silver and gold, I don't have, but what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That is a forgiven man, reconciled with his friend Jesus.
Yeah. And walking in his gifts.
Yes.
Walking in his calling.
Yes.
Because the gifts of God are irrevocable.
That's right.
You know.
He planted a church in Cornelius' house. Yeah. Acts of Apostles chapter 10. He resurrected Dorcas, who was dead.
Yeah.
We see all that when you reconcile, when you come back to Jesus, your friend, and you overcome that self-guilty that the devil come and tell you you are no good, you'll be of a great value to your family and to your church.
I wrote this down.
Okay.
I'm glad I remembered it was in my drawer.
Yes.
A prophetic man, a gifted prophet, comes to our church named Russ Klein, and he's part of Grace Ops as well. But a year or so ago, he came through town and he wrote this, or he said this, and I wrote it down. Gifting comes without repentance. So whether you repent or not, you're gifted from God.
Yeah.
He says authority comes with intimacy.
That's right.
And then down here, he said, current day church has made an audience, not an army. So as we close out, you're from Uganda.
Yes.
You really are an inspiring man, you know, because you are, in my opinion, all these years, I've known you for 10 years, you haven't changed. It's just continually, you don't even look like you got any older. You continually follow, you're continually devoted to the Lord, continually living for him. Over the last 3 or 4 years, you even went through a bout with prostate cancer.
Yes.
And you didn't even really talk about it publicly.
Yeah.
Because when the doctor gave you the report, you said, I'm not going to die now, and I'm definitely not going to die by prostate cancer. And
yes.
You said, so Satan, you get out of my body.
Yes, right.
And you walked in authority. You didn't even tell your wife.
Yes.
Like, you just dealt with it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, but a lot of people get sad. They go home. They tell the whole world. They give it a place to live.
And once you start telling everybody start to see you in their coffin.
They start seeing you in the coffin.
You lose your faith. You start seeing yourself dead. You make a will. I'm dead.
Yeah.
So you start walking as the people look at you and say, that's a walking dead. But
prostate cancer has taken a lot of men.
Even in Africa, prostate cancer.
I mean, it just took a great man that I always looked up to and a scholar type. He was a scholar, not a scholar type. He's a scholar in this land. But I mean, that's remarkable, man, that you know, you're just a remarkable guy. Like you've started over 300 churches in Uganda.
Yes.
And you've just helped hundreds and thousands of people.
Yes.
And so thank you for being a great man who lives, walks in covenant like Abraham.
It's the grace of God.
Right? Yeah, yes. It's the operations of God's grace.
Right? That's right. That's right.
So yes. Would you mind closing us in prayer?
Sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your love to mankind is beyond our comprehension. I pray, Spirit of God, that any man or woman, anybody who is listening to us, and the devil has been nailing them down that they have no value, they are no good. Today we just discovered that the devil is walking around like a roaring lion, but he's not a lion. And I pray for every man and every woman who is listening that they welcome Jesus, the Lion of Judah, into their lives.
Yes, sir.
To become their personal friend, a covenant friend. And they walk hand in hand with Jesus. And as they receive Jesus to be their friend, a personal friend, John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, that the one coming behind me will baptize you with the power of the Holy Spirit and fire. I pray, Spirit of God, baptize. Come upon every man. Come upon every woman. Come upon men and women with power of the Holy Spirit. Fill them with your anointing. Transform them. I pray the blood of Jesus to clean every man, every woman, every person who is listening, that will be made white as snow.
Yes.
And they will rise up from all their guilty conscience, and they will receive spiritual ears to hear the voice of God saying, I have forgiven you. They will get spiritual eyes to see Jesus. They will get sound mind to understand the will of God and the plan of God for them and through them. I pray, God Almighty, for men who have lost the battles, they have broken families. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God, to resurrect that man.
Yes, ma'am.
If he's thinking my family is like a valley of dry bones, you spoke to Ezekiel and said, son of man, can this bone live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. But you said, Ezekiel, prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
And he prophesied. And the dry bones, bone became bone to bone, joined, until they became a great army. I pray for every man who thinks my family is dry bones. My life is dry bones. I prophesy over your family. I speak life over your family. If you think my condition is dry bones, I speak resurrection over your life. I command the powers of darkness to depart from you in the name of Jesus. I command tormenting devils. I command you, demon, you devils from the pit of hell. You are a liar. You've lied to men. You've lied to women. You've lied to younger men and younger women. Today, I come against you, and I command you, leave their mind. Leave their bodies. Leave their thinking. Leave their meditation. You have no residence in them. Jesus said, whoever obey my teaching, my Father and I and the Holy Spirit will come and make him our home. I pray, Spirit of God, come and make that man's body your home. That yes, young Lord. Lady's body your home.
Yes.
That mother your home. That father your home. Let them feel the presence of God coming right now, descending upon them, chaining them, and the powers of darkness depart from them now. And let the love of God overcome the fears, overcome the guilty conscience, And let that man, let that woman, let that younger man, that younger woman rise up and stand like that great army in the valley of the dry bones. They stood up and they became a great army. I prophesy over that man. I prophesy over that family. I prophesy over that younger man, younger woman. You are rising up today. You are becoming a warrior. You are becoming a world changer. The Lion of Judah is coming into your life. And today, I want you to know the devil is like a lion, but he's not a lion. Now you are receiving the Lion of Judah in your life. Therefore, I decree from today, you are not a loser. You are a winner. You are a great, successful person. The devil will never keep you behind. You are rising up to your moment. This is your season. This is your time.
Yes, Lord.
This is your season. This is your moment. Therefore, I prophesy and decree the blood of Jesus to cover you and to protect you, that your mind will be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Never again your mind to perceive the lies of the devil, because you are protected under the blood of Jesus. I bless those men. I bless those women. I bless the younger men and women who are listening, that from today, they are blessed of God. God, you said to Abraham, I will bless you and I'll make you a blessing. I pray the blessing of God to come upon all those men, those women who are listening, that from today they will know they are blessed of God,
yeah,
and they will walk with the joy of the Lord to be their strengths. Thank you, Father, for blessing your people. Though they have been walking in the fire, they have not died, because you have a plan and a mission and a purpose for their lives. Therefore, today, I command you, stand up, start walking, run to your destiny. You are blessed of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, hey, it's been great having you on our podcast.
Thank you,
we'll
sir.
Do this more often. Amen. I'm going to be coming to Uganda sometime soon.
Yes.
With a little crew.
Amen.
We'll get some grace ops spreading out over Uganda, get some men in our culture. It'll be awesome.
That's
so
right.
Well, hey, remember today that lions don't eat lions.
That's right.
And until next time, live continually before the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in his authority and live upright.